Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to initiate the simulcast with PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes 30 seconds when we come into the next segment. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I wanted to finish up with Bob Chapman and Ted Anderson. Unprecedented to have $1.2 trillion of private Federal Reserve, but using U.S. taxpayer-backed, I guess, fiat to go in and buy treasury notes. That means, well, we've already heard from China and Europe and others and Russia, they're Venezuela, they're all backing away from the dollar, backing away from U.S. securities. I mean, this could get out of hand any time. I hope Bob's right. We've got a few years to get ready for this because the elite's doing it one way or the other. Ted, I mean, when you found out, 48 hours ago that they'd done this, you told me you got pretty upset because, I mean, this is a big financial move here. This signifies they are planning total hyperinflation.
That's exactly what they're planning, Alex. When the United States, when the Federal Reserve System, which isn't government, goes in and buys U.S. treasuries, they're buying those treasuries from absolutely nothing. There's no value of what they're buying it with. They are taking and printing new money and injecting it into the system and driving down the value of what we already have.
Injecting it into themselves. They're hoarding it. They're actually clamping down on credit.
Injecting it into the U.S. government treasury. And the U.S. treasuries, of course, I mean, they're making promises to everybody in the world. I mean, not only just people the United States. You're right. I mean, it's just the absolute craziness that you would never expect from the United States government. That is exactly what's happening right now.
And well, Bob, it's very... Go ahead.
I was just about to say, Bob said one thing earlier that was probably the key factor to this whole thing. We need to continue to expose the Federal Reserve System. This cannot be...
Yeah, they need to be going to jail instead of posing as our saviors, going to the next level of the Ponzi scheme, a world banking system. That's my final question briefly for you, Bob Chapman. I mean, you know, they engineered the economic collapse. They badmouthed the stock market to drive it down for consolidation. Now they're terrorizing the public, saying accept the new Bank of the World or its curtains. But the plan for the Bank of the World is to implode things.
Yes, when they are ready. And obviously they're not there yet.
And you're saying
they have the whole world in flames at the same time. And then they think they'll be able to get away with it. But, you know, we know what they're going to do. And we're just going to stop them.
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly miscalculated the amount of resistance in the alternative media now spilling into the mainstream media. I think we've got a good shot at bringing these people to justice, but we better not hope. We better take action.
Absolutely.
Bob, fire out that toll-free number for folks that want to get a free complimentary copy of the newsletter.
That number is toll-free, 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
And in closing,
copy of the International Forecaster either by email or by hard copy.
Yeah, and that's at theinternationalforecaster.com. Ted, in closing there, again, you've got a lot of other coins you can't mention in the time we have, but sovereigns and francs at that price you mentioned, an insane price. Give folks the number again.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And we have eagles, we have some proof eagles, we have a lot of different things that we've been able to buy here when the market's backed off. But you just have to call and tell us that you've heard it on the Alex Jones Show. So we can, because I've got things set aside for this that are priced way back when gold was, you know, at 900, 870, right in there.
That's right. You do raise your prices when it goes up, but just for this show and for the network, you give folks this great deal, 800-686-2237. And the broker's going to be there throughout the weekend, okay?
Yeah, they'll be here all weekend long, and I want to know how I can get Amy into my studio here.
All right, Ted Anderson. Yeah, Amy Allen coming up next.
She was so sweet up here in Minneapolis. She's such a great person. Tell her hi from me.
Well, she's right out there listening to you right now in the control room. All right, thank you, Bob Chapman. We'll see you next week, Lord willing.
Surely. Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll be back with Amy Allen in studio. I'm Alex Jones.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Right. Proposal. When they're gonna give up the fight. Proposal. Start a revolution. Constitution, and that's what we ought to be doing. The system that we have today is ripping off the middle class and the poor. Can you imagine how great a nation we'd have if we didn't have the Federal Reserve System printing all this money?
All right, folks, you can go online and just Google Amy Allen and see all our great music videos and other materials. You know, it's very, very exciting. People say, oh, well, Ron Paul didn't win the presidency. But now you're seeing the huge delayed reaction of that movement spilling out into thousands of other areas of society. And the federal government through the states is having to put out things like the MIAC report saying if you have a Ron Paul sticker, basically you're a terrorist. If you're a libertarian, you're a terrorist. No, they're scared of our bumper stickers. They're scared of our ideas. They're trying to claim we're a bunch of cop killers when there's no evidence of that, because we're the real American people who want liberty, who want freedom, understand that we have a new world order taking over our nation. And they're very afraid of popular culture further popularizing the message of liberty. And Amy Allen's gone a long way towards doing that. And she's here in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. We'll tell you about some of the shows that are coming up with her. But it's great to have you here in Austin, Texas with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the movement that you're talking about still continuing. In Los Angeles, there was actually Fullerton. There was a tea party, and 15,000 people came out to protest the tax increases. And a lot of those people, 15,000 people, shut down the streets last couple weeks ago. Had Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul should have been president signs. I mean, they Campaign for Liberty had a passing all kinds of material, and it's still, we haven't given up the fight. It's still going.
And folks from the campaign, like Oath Keepers, have spun off and are getting, you know, tens of thousands of police and military to, you know, go public and say, I'm not going to violate my oath. I'm not going to confiscate guns. I'm not going to put people in FEMA camps. I'm not going to go along with the Military Commissions Act to grab American citizens. There is a huge awakening. We have police sending us all these internal documents where they're trying to covertly demonize us, showing that the establishment is scared of the American people and knows that we have a chance of bringing the International Crime Syndicate to justice. Now, tell folks how you woke up to liberty, a little bit about yourself, and then Jason Burmes had you in a few nights ago on the Info Warrior show that he does from 9 to midnight out of the same studio, and I didn't know about this. You know, that right after you were on my show, it looks like this has happened to me, but they've been punching me and telling me, shut up, you know, don't talk about, but beating you with a crowbar and then not stealing anything.
It was very bizarre. It was very bizarre. I was with three people. I mean, there's three of us, and they pushed my friend out of the way to target me, and there was two guys beating my head and face, and that's it, just my mouth, broke my jaw, and beat me with a crowbar.
I can't see any of it. You still look extremely lovely.
Thank you.
The same as you did before.
But yeah, it was last summer. They dumped out all of our purses. I was with two waitresses, so they had tons of cash. I had tons of cash. They dumped out our purses, telling them to take our money, and they kicked it. They kicked the money and laughed and walked away. And that's
what they look like. It's important how they were dressed and what they look like.
They were, you know, I think they were, I don't know. They were, you know, Mexican gang members, probably most likely.
So it was either the government or somebody hired them, or it was a gang initiation.
Correct. No. But it was bizarre that I was the only one that they hit. They didn't touch that.
Well, in L.A., it's on record congressional testimony. The big gangs work for the CIA.
Well, the police told me they're probably illegal aliens, so we're not even going to pursue it. You know, they're probably not on record anywhere. We're not
That's how it is. They're just invincible. Fake IDs, just do whatever they want. So they were beating with a crowbar?
Yeah. I almost died. My brain, I have some memory loss, but
you need to start carrying a heater.
Right? I do.
No, I mean, it's our Second Amendment right, and so that's what we do. And, yeah. I mean, it's important to do.
Yeah, I need to. I have a taser right now.
That's good.
Yeah, it's illegal in most states, and it's really powerful. So,
by the way, the people always try to, when I say that, they go, well, you're a hypocrite. You're against tasers. No, I'm against police using them when somebody just argues with them. Or don't tase me, bro. I'm not against guns or tasers themselves. I'm against their misuse.
Right. And my taser is more powerful than police tasers. So it's a very, very powerful taser.
I know they've recently come out with an even more high-powered taser from Taser International.
It's amazing. Yeah, I've got a great one.
How many volts or watts is it?
I forget. But I know that it's illegal in most states, which means it's pretty powerful. I'm very excited about that. Although I think it's legal in Texas.
Yeah, well, you almost died, so... you know, we need to get past our fear of guns, but properly, you know, learn how to use them. I mean, that's so important to do so we can protect ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, we've gone from a culture that understood the Second Amendment to a culture that is afraid of it, and that's the biggest fight. They're trying to create the illusion that, you know, it's a bad thing. We have to take the moral high ground back.
Yeah.
So they were targeting you specifically.
Targeting me specifically, and who knows why? Maybe they just decided I was their target, or it just was. It was weird because it was a couple days after I spoke about the CIA on the show. And
that's right. The CIA went in because you know you've had you know music on the charts, you've had stuff on MTV, correct? Mm-hmm. And they're really scared of that, you know, kind of anthem that could really damage them. And so, tell folks the CIA story, the first CIA story.
Oh, the first CIA story is that CIA, it was right after 9/11, and they called my label and said to remove any reference to starting a revolution on my website. So that's the first CIA story. The second CIA story is I have befriended a CIA agent who has high security clearance, and he told me specifically that they're not allowed to visit Infowars.com, Prison Planet, because they could get fired. And so any information...
So they don't even trust them with their own minds.
They could get fired for even looking
because
at
it. Because it's the truth. Now, you met this guy on an airplane, you know, gotten to know him, and
so any information,
what did he say about 9/11 truth?
He said that he hasn't told his wife or his friends or anyone about what he knows about it and what he thinks about it. Out of fear for his job.
Well, we've had Bill Christensen, who was a CIA section chief over Berlin, one of the most important ones, saying total inside job. We've had the victims' family groups on, the largest groups, Mr. Doyle and others, saying the majority of the families believe it's an inside job. And we've had former top CIA briefer to Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, saying all the evidence points towards inside job. And then Mr. Bear, that the film Syriana is about, where you see him getting tortured and all that, it's a true story. And him out committing assassinations, he says all the evidence points towards inside job. So I mean, again, it's so compartmentalized even within their own structure.
And they're not allowed to talk about it. They're not allowed to talk about it. So it is a good sign that secretly, at least, that they're on our side. You know,
yeah, well,
not
some of them are. No, some of them are just psychopathic criminals,
yeah.
Or they're foreign contractors. And the CIA is just kind of a catch-all for the 30-plus intelligence agencies, you know, 15 big ones. And then they've got so many private contractors out doing stuff.
Right.
You know, they find people in special forces that are psychos, like to kill. They give them all these missions, killing whole villages and stuff. Then they just bring them back home.
Right.
So you'd never talked about that until you came on the show here about the CIA contacting your label. For those that don't know, I don't know about your particular case. I believe it. It was in mainstream news that White House and CIA contact Hollywood. No anti-government messages. Get behind the country. We've been attacked.
Right.
And so we know they do that. And now they're going to spend 40-something billion a year, the Pentagon alone, on its image. And so you see all these rock bands. You know, Kid Rock's not being attacked, or Three Doors Down's not being attacked with their get the kids in the military to go die line of propaganda. It's only you getting attacked.
Correct. Well, I'm not going to stop talking about it, so.
How did you wake up to the New World Order?
Well, I'm born and raised in Montana, and so it's a little bit like Texas. Since I was a kid, you know, my family talked about wanting to secede from the Union. So I was sort of raised with that. My mom talked about the New World Order.
Al-Qaeda raised.
Yeah. She told me, you know, as a small child that there was going to be a one world currency one day and that we need to prepare. So I've sort of always kind of known.
Well, now nobody's laughing at mama. It's all over the news, but they're saying it's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. We got to buy gold.
Well, that's what we're trying to get folks to do. The Obama deception's out.
Yep.
Beautiful. I want to give you a copy. Here
thank you so much.
There you go. There's the DVD. Hey, thank you. Let's come back into whatever you want to discuss. South by Southwest, the Liberty Movement. It's, you know, a lot bigger than Alex Jones or Ron Paul or anybody else. It's about the people and a bunch of key news. We'll get Amy Allen's take on all of that and a lot more straight ahead after this break.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized, Wall Street in continuous freefall, scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies. If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, to Alaska, go north.
Amy Allen's new album is coming out here pretty soon. Amy Allen, A Little Happiness. Tell us about this new one.
It's organic, no synthetic sounds, all Hammond B3 organs, acoustic bass, acoustic guitar. It's kind of like an acoustic reggae album for the most part, but there's no profanity in it, and I'm very proud of it. Very proud of it.
Well, I love all the music you've made. How many albums have you done?
Three albums. Scott and Amy, my album on Elektra Records, and this on Sidetrack Records, coming out June 9th.
Is this political like the others?
No, there's not a lot of political messages in it, but it's for people who, you know, need to calm down. And
it's relaxing.
It's relaxing. Because I needed a healing record after my assault. I needed to record something that wasn't loud, distorted, synthetic, overproduced. I just needed to do a very simple record.
Are any of these up on the web yet? We can play them. I don't think we're fancy enough to have a CD player in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we are going to have some of that coming up. That's good. We're coming out of the break with one then. Fantastic. So you grew up in the West, family that was aware of the globalist agenda. Did you believe your family when they were warning you, when your mother was warning you about all the stuff that was coming?
Not so much in the beginning, but she was stockpiling food, making her own bread. She was making her own food. She just kind of banged it into my head my whole life.
Well, that's a good instinct, because they had their whole mechanism in place to bring in martial law then. But we knew that back when I got started 14 years ago that they weren't going to launch it right at that point, because they hadn't propagandized enough yet, and that they had to announce it first, that would herald their move. Now they're announcing it. Does that concern you?
It's absolutely amazing. It's happened in such a short period of time. That's what's astounding. It's happening very rapidly at this point.
The New World Order, foretold for so long, because the old timers actually had the government documents, now is upon us.
Yeah.
You know, I talk a lot about a quickening or an awakening happening that's much bigger than what we saw last year, with Ron Paul being the focal point. Are you seeing that same awakening out there?
Yeah, it's really refreshing. And to see it on AOL, I mean, the cover of AOL, to talk about the Bilderberg Group, at 70%, I read the poll, and it said 70%, 26,000 people took the poll, and 70% had never heard of the Bilderberg Group. So that's very, very encouraging.
And the majority were asked if they liked it, and they said that they thought it was a bad thing.
Right.
So I guess they need to be arrested as terrorists, because the federally written reports distributed by the states, they're out running around saying, if you put a Ron Paul bumper sticker on or believe in a Bilderberg Group or a New World Order, you're a dangerous person.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all terrorists. It's Nazi Germany, just with different clothes.
Well, expanding on that, when this broke last week, when we broke it, I had remembered a Texas flyer. I'd been so busy, I knew we'd posted it on Infowars.com. I hadn't even Google searched it. I just said, hey, Alabama, Texas, it's come out. I finally did print some of those last night. And then Jim Mars, who's in here in about 30 minutes, I opened the door during the break, and he goes, well, you were there. He goes, look, Alex, don't forget the Texas one. It says the same thing the Missouri one says. And I'm like, oh, there it is. So we're going to scan that back in and show that coming up. So there was Jim, you know, with another one. These are everywhere.
Yeah.
And it says the same thing this one says. These are nice people that work at soup kitchens and say they're involved in government and that they want less government. But they're secretly cell group terrorists. This one says it, and the Texas one says it from 4 years ago.
And the Christians. I mean, if you're a Christian and you believe in, you know, freedom, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, but if you're one of these Obama-worshipping or Bush-worshipping ones, then it's good.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
What are you most concerned about these days? You know, the House just passed the Forced National Compulsory Service. It's going to the Senate, and it says you'll have to serve in the military, domestically or foreign. How does that sound?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm a little concerned about our tax dollars going to bail out foreign banks. That's kind of upsetting me lately.
Yeah,
and it doesn't seem to be upsetting the country. Everyone's just sort of taking it like, oh, okay, I guess that's what we're doing now.
Well, the mainstream media keeps chattering like everything's happy. It's kind of like Baghdad Bob. Remember the information spokesman for the Iraqi military in 2003? And the tanks are lit. There's explosions going off 2 miles behind him. There's jets flying by bombing. And he's going, the Americans are 200 miles away. We have defeated them. We have routed them. And so that's what the establishment does, is they're like, everything's fine. Everyone loves government. Everyone's happy with what's happening.
Right.
And if you believe the government might be corrupt, you are secretly a terrorist that wants to kill men, women, and children.
Correct.
We're going to take some calls for Amy Allen right now. Opening the phones up. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your calls on the other side for our guest, Amy Allen, in studio here in Austin, Texas, for South by Southwest 2009. Jim Mars coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
I hit rock bottom, slapped and shot them, got them black and blue. He came back swinging, didn't know I was dealing with the devil in the things I do. But not today, not today, I'm gonna get a better life for me. I'm singing, not today, not today, a reason to live alone. And I
Change in Weather, Save Me, On Vacation, Crazy, Calling the Maker. So this is really a spiritual album too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a spiritual. I talk about God a lot on the album, and
sounds great.
I talk a lot about it's social commentary, and I think it's beautiful. Hopefully, it'll make people happy. And my plan is to do a tea party tour with the album. It's a lot of reggae, And I feel like reggae makes people...
And they're having Tea Party rallies all over the country, left, right, coming right. together, saying no more taxation without representation. And if it isn't taxation without representation, where the Federal Reserve's given total power to just print trillions of dollars and give it to themselves while cutting off credit to the people,
right.
if that isn't it, I don't know what is. But finish your point about reggae.
Well, you know, Bob Marley, you know his reggae music revolutionized the political system in Jamaica, and... I feel that reggae, I don't need to be screaming through rock songs to get a message across. I feel that reggae has a way of making people happy and brings people together in a loving way. And I would love to have a Tea Party tour where we hit every city and we give freedom, liberty-loving individuals a place to come and find other like-minded people. So that's the goal.
Well, you're doing a super good job, evidenced by being physically attacked. I think that thing stinks to high heaven. How long did that knock you out of commission when they almost killed you?
A very long time, a couple months. And it's funny because the Campaign for Liberty sent out a press release that I was performing at the Rally for the Republic. And at that point, I couldn't open my mouth at all. And they sent out the press release, and I thought... Oh, no. And then they called me the next day and said, we're so sorry that we sent that press release. Will you do it? You know, will you perform? And I barely opened my mouth. I was like, okay, I'll do it, you know.
They broke your jaw.
Right. With just having enough faith, knowing, you know what, I'm just going to say that I'll do it. And hopefully by the time it rolls around, I'll be able to open my mouth. And literally a week before the Rally for the Republic, I actually... could open my mouth enough to sing. So it was really amazing, just in the nick of time. So, yeah.
Well, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Absolutely.
I want to go to some phone calls now. But before we do that, any other points you want to add about the album or South by Southwest or what you're doing?
Well, it's my first time at South by Southwest, and I love it. I wouldn't mind moving here, and especially if Texas secedes from the Union, I'll be the first in line.
And with our new president, Chuck Norris.
I'm down. Definitely. I'm into it. Love it. I love Austin, and I love
South by Southwest. Vice president will be Jim Mars.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
I really hope. I you know, some say it's just a dream, but I truly hope it happens. What do you think? Do you think it's even a possibility?
You know, anything can happen in history. I would rather take our entire country back and not allow them to balkanize us, because that's actually in their cards. But if the New World Order just continues to totally destroy the Republic, we'll have to take the states back piece by piece and then decide if we want to reconvene the Union. And that's the power of the states under the 9th and 10th Amendment, the Declaration of Independence Constitution. And so... we don't have a choice, and we have to believe that things like that can happen and that we have power and can affect change, because history shows that. That's why the establishment is so scared of us.
Right. We keep pushing.
Absolutely. Let's go to calls here. Let's talk to Billy in New Jersey. You're on the air with Amy Allen.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a huge fan of your work, and it's like such an honor to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
I'm a songwriter myself, and I have a couple of questions, but I want to ask you, like, how you broke into the industry and how it is expressing yourself. Like, do you find that the music industry is as confined and that the government tries to control as much as they try to control the movie industry?
You know, right now I've decided to take the independent route. So I have an independent record label, Sidetrack Records, and we're going through ADA, which is Warner, but... with major distribution, but they have no creative control whatsoever on what I do. And I feel like that is the route that real artists need to look into, is to not sign to a major label, but to have an independent label and have their own control over their own destinies. Because if you sign to a major, they will tell you what you can sing, what you cannot sing.
Oh, yeah, I've been approached by Universal and people with my films. And I said no. Mm-hmm. Because if you take Jesse Ventura, they gave him a $3 million a year contract for 3 years, $9 million, and with MSNBC. And then he wasn't thinking. As soon as he went in, they said, basically, you're not going to cover anything you want,
yep.
No anti-war. They had hired him right at the start of the war just to muzzle him, so he left with the money and went and surfed. And then now he's back because he can speak. The contract said he couldn't.
Right.
He couldn't do any media interviews, couldn't write books.
Selling your soul. Exactly.
Yeah, and literally, but he got his soul back. And came, went public here on the air with 9/11 Truth.
Great.
Billy, anything else?
Yeah, just one last question, and I want to plug a charity. But what advice do you have to, like, for you broke into the mainstream, so people knew your name. So, I mean, you could sell, like, the alternative music. See, like, I haven't broken in yet. So what advice would you have for me to try to break it into the mainstream and then go independent, or try to go independent and then just, like, promote myself as much as possible? Like, what would you say?
Well, if you go into a major, what they do is they hold you up for many, 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 many years, like they did with me. They don't let you record with anyone else. They don't let you release your music. You're not free to do that. It takes, you know, years and years and years to get out of the slavery of
that
situation.
Put your music out for free on the internet, and if it's good, you will have success. So many people want, I'm not saying you're saying this, but they want instant success. I mean, I worked for free in radio the first few years. Then I got $200 a week. Then I got $400 a week. And then I started, you know, my own films and things. But the first few years, I literally, you know, had to go have other jobs, you know, working at an auto parts store or whatever. And then I hire these college kids and people, you know, young adults, and they should be full grown adults at 20 something, but they have this sense of entitlement. You know, and this sense, and ma'am, I appreciate your call, that everything should just happen instantly overnight. No, you have to believe in yourself and continue to persevere, and you got to have talent.
And you got to be true to yourself. If you start making music for other people, or to break into the mainstream as your goal, you're going to be miserable. And your music's not going to be
Just
good,
love so. Your work. Plus, being successful is actually nightmarish, so maybe you don't want that. Let's go ahead and talk to Stan in Missouri. Stan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Amy. What type of songs you mostly sing about?
Mostly, I've spent a lot of years screaming about political, you know, our rights, basically. But this particular record is, especially after my assault, is more of an introspective spiritual journey. Reggae makes me happy, and it's a spiritual journey. This
album. Did you hear the clip earlier about, you know, the private Federal Reserve, the CIA, the New World Order? I mean, that's the kind of stuff she's and millions and millions of views, and I've been very, very successful. But go ahead.
Sing anything about pro guns, Amy? Anything about the gun culture? Anything like that?
I do have a song on the record actually about that. But yeah,
because
but
right
briefly,
now
I don't have a whole song about it. But I you know, all of my work is part of me in it. So yes, I believe in.
Right now, the gun culture is a big issue, Amy. Right now, in the small town of Versailles, Missouri, that's where Dave and Joyce Raleigh have their Power Hour show. A friend of mine told me last night, he called me and said the teachers in Versailles School are teaching the kids that guns are bad and making them write essays on it in their classwork now, and then they're telling it's bad for them kids to hunt and mom and dad to go out and hunt.
The public schools, when you put your children in school, you lose them. And most of the major private schools follow the same curricula. They teach you your parents are bad. I mean, I have Time Magazine for kids saying your parents are stupid and backwards. You're going to take a chip. You're cool. I mean, that's almost a quote. That's paraphrasing. Mm. And it's there to brainwash. College is the same thing. It doesn't matter what class it is. You are paying to be lied to and be brainwashed by a bunch of government-funded parasites on average.
You can't homeschool them now. So.
Oh, yeah, now they're
it's illegal.
All over, they're trying to claim it's illegal, ordering people to put their kids in public schools. I mean, it's all happening. Stan, that's outrageous. Get me some documentation on them. I know what's going on, but even there in small town Missouri, thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I was just wondering what are Amy's favorite bands right now. And she was talking about how her mom sort of woke her up or talked to her about the New World Order when she was younger. I was just wondering how her mother woke up and how she sort of took the red pill. I'll take my answer off there. Thanks, guys.
I don't know how my mom I don't know how my mom did, actually. I have to ask her that. I don't know if she's just always been that way, but I'll find that out. What was the other question?
He was just asking.
What bands I listen to?
Yeah.
Music, since it's like it's my job and it's what I do, and I do it all day, every day. When I have a free moment, I listen to Alex.
Oh.
Or I listen to George Noy on Coast to Coast AM, and I read a lot. So it's I'm not.
You read? I'm surprised reading isn't in this document. It says community service means you're a terrorist. If it's not for Obama, you read, folks. We got one that can read. Are you violent?
Total terrorist.
Whoa, hold on a minute. I got something for you to read right here. You know, you get arrested sometimes having one of these. You know what this is? A pocket constitution?
Yeah. Paraphernalia. Propaganda.
That's right. That's what they call it. This is paraphernalia. We had a private detective on a few days ago where they pulled him over and he had one of these and they just said, buddy, you're going to jail. And they were like, having this doesn't go good for you, boy.
So
he knows how to read it.
My friend, actually, amazing you brought that up. My friend, my co-producer on this album, got pulled over by the police. And he had a Bible on his front seat
in
Indiana. He had a Bible. And the guy said, what are you doing with that? And he said, it's a Bible. My mom gave it to me. And he goes, anyone having a Bible in their car, there's probably a gun. Do you have any guns on you? And he goes, what? No, I don't have any guns on me. And he's like, yeah, well, you just don't seem like you can be trusted. And started giving him a hard time. He was just absolutely shocked. And I was like,
where did this happen?
In Indiana.
Okay, well, you see, this is what happens. I get on air and people say I exaggerate. It's the opposite. We broke the Mayak report last week. It's all over CNN, Fox, Rush Limbaugh. Of course, none of them getting his credit. AP, everywhere. And then just sitting here, I start remembering, wait a minute. Remember in San Francisco, the feds put out a report? It broke in San Francisco. It was nationwide 4 years ago. And it said if they have a road atlas, which my car has, as if you're going to have a road atlas on the road, you know, that they sell in gas stations and truck stops, that's a sign you're a terrorist. Cell phones, blue jeans. I've got the Texas report coming in here that's even worse than the Mayak report. And see, I'm on air not even trying to demonize them. It's many times worse than I can even cover because we've got all these reports. And I've seen reports where it says if they have a Bible. So see, and then there was another report in the Associated Press about it right after 9/11. It was like a woman with a baby carriage, maybe Al-Qaeda. No, I'm not kidding. And they're going to have neighborhood watch groups. Folks, so how did this end with the evil Bible?
The evil Bible, he let him go, but he harassed him for a long time, made him get out of the car. He said he wanted to search the vehicle. My friend said, you don't have a right to. And it just went back and forth and really, really harassed him. And he said, well, I'm going to call the department and tell them that he harassed me because I had a Bible. And I said, well, you really should. And he was shocked. And I said, well, here's a couple of websites so that you're not shocked by this. So you can kind of understand what's going on. So I've turned him on to your show, and he's pretty stoked.
Well, we'd like him to call in sometime if he can get in, or email robd@infowars.com. We'd like to hear more of those stories from people, especially the documented ones. I mean, ladies in Las Vegas get pulled by the cops. They shoot video of it. It's like, why? There's a Ron Paul sticker here, ma'am. Why do you have this? I mean, because they believe they found Al-Qaeda. They really believe this. They really think, folks, police, that's why the elite are criminal. We're the good guys exposing the criminals, and they think you're stupid, and they tell you we're cop killers, what the whole first page says of the report.
Well, I don't know when it's going to end. I mean, I feel like this is just the beginning. I don't know how far it's going to go, making us wear, their own version of the Star of David and start shipping us off to camps, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's what we got to do for America to keep us safe. Anthony in New York, you're on the air, Anthony. Oh, we just went to Anthony. I can't keep track of these callers anymore. Pat in New York, go ahead. It was two New York calls. Hey,
yeah,
Pat.
I'd like to say thank you to you and Amy for doing a good job. Patriots, thank you.
Well, she can read, though. That's a sign of Al-Qaeda. So.
Very suspicious.
Yeah, she looks as good as she sounds, too.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to move on. I wanted to try to let you know about
local law. So put the camera on her instead of me. Hold on. Yeah, over there. Go ahead.
I wanted to let you know about local law A for Albany County. They're trying to sneak this through. It says they're regulating the purchase of ammunition. And what it is, when you start reading this, it's on albanycounty.com, right on their website. You go to local legislature. And here, I'm just going to read Section 5 real quick. A record shall be kept by the dealer of each sale of ammunition, which shall show the type, caliber, and quantity of ammunition sold, the name and address of the person receiving the same, the caliber, make, model, manufacturer's name, and serial number of the firearm for which the purchaser is purchasing ammunition.
Stop. I'm going to hold you over. Red alert. Call Paul Watson. Call Kurt and Emma. I want to talk to them during the break. This is why we're always ahead of everybody else. because our listeners give us all the tips, and you watch. We're going to go look at this. It's going to be real because the feds everywhere are pushing. And when you hear about stimulus package, they tell the counties and cities, we're going to give you this money, but we want you to build a FEMA center.
Right.
We want you to move the Army in with your police. And this is now happening, mainstream news. And we want you to start with regulations, not a law, just having the local county order the gun dealers and Walmart and whatever to write down who got ammo for a gun registration deal. This is off the charts. AlbanyCounty.com. Is this in New York?
I'll give you the exact page on the information.
Hold on, Burmese, right, you already knew about this?
What's that?
Burmese says he already knows.
Right next to Schenectady. It makes sense.
It's right. Oh, my God, Schenectady. They announced, the mayor announced they're going to have martial law and the feds come in. And it turns out he's one of these special mayors of Obama. We confirmed that with his own documents. Did you hear the newscast earlier about martial law? They said, oh, we got a few corrupt cops. We're going to bring troops in.
No.
Hold on. My God, they're implementing martial law. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, I've got to, guys, Google this right now. AlbanyCounty.com. Where is it on there? There's a Schenectady mayor considers options martial law over police woes. That's Capital News 9 out of Albany. Sir, where on the site is this new thing?
You go AlbanyCounty.com/department/legislature. Last resolution.
Stop. That's not how you get it. I need the name of the resolution. That'll take us right to it. What's the name of the resolution?
Resolution 108, Local Law Number A for 2009.
Stay there. Give it to us during break.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Okay, I got Paul Watson right now online. This is going to go mega huge and alert gun owners to all the gun grabbing. We've documented a nexus point in this area of New York. We know they're doing beta tests to have counties and cities restrict ammo and guns. If the caller is what he's saying true, the AlbanyCounty.com is basically crashed right now. We can't get on it. So, listener, if you have that page loaded, screenshot it and email it to Rob D, the letter D, at InfoWars.com. Now, give us the coordinates for this, and this ties into Albany, New York, surrounding county, saying they want to have federal martial law there. I mean, this is insane. We just showed the mainstream news story on that, and we played a clip of it in the first hour. So going back to Pat in New York, slowly, albanycounty.com. You go there. What is the headline on the bill or law or whatever this is? Tell us specifics.
All right, this is called Local Law Number A for the county, and it says, that's exactly what top says. It's the local law of the county of Albany, New York, regulating the purchase of ammunition in the county of Albany. Introduced 3909. I went up there on 3909. I said it was unconstitutional and everything, but I guess it got moved. They're trying to push it through. They're trying to push it through law committee Monday. And then
now this is a county law, though, not a state.
Yeah, but they're going to start. It's a precedent. They're going to start in Albany County.
No, I understand. Like, let me stop you, because that's the county where the capital resides. Correct?
Yes.
I'm just picking your brain here quick on air. Okay, slowly, because I got Paul Watson listening right now. They're moving nationwide, Paul, as you know. He's our quick writer, to restrict ammo, and that's what the big gun sites have said. That's the new move. This thing demonizing gun owners says they've got to stamp all the bullets or you're a cop killer. That's in here on page 3 right there. See, stamping the bullet with your, you know, basically your ID on it. Give it to us again, albanycounty.com.
Yeah.
And give us all the subsections. Law A.
I'll give you the web page. I can give you the link that it will bring you right to the PDF file they have.
Okay.
And it's Albany County, you know, http://albanycounty.com/departments.
Slowly, departments.
/legislature.
Legislature.
/resolutions.
Uh-huh.
/2009.
Mm-hmm.
/2009/0309/09. What is that thing there, Dad?
Look, nobody's going to get that. Just slowly give me the exact headline on the PDF, and that will pull it. We now have it? Okay. Give us the headline, sir.
The headline just says local law number, period, space, and quotations A for 2009.
Okay, Albany, New York. Okay, that will help us find it. You know, email that page right now to Rob Dew, because it's not loading here for us, because I guess millions are going to check it out. So email that to us right now, and thank you so much.
What is it, Rob?
Rob, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com.
At Infowars.com. Will do.
All right, thank you so much. Amy, I'm going to hold you over 5 more minutes and get Jim in here, because we cut you short with that right there. But, I mean, that's the fast-moving nature of this show. We'll go verify it, we'll get it out, and then Rush Limbaugh will be talking about it next week.
Exactly. One step ahead.
Well, we love it. We just love exposing these bastards. Look at this Texas report. I'd forgotten about this one. We're the ones that scanned this and put this on the web. And then Jim Mars, years later, comes back and reminds me of it and brought a copy in today. This was out of Austin, Texas. And this says, this is almost as bad as this report, and it says groups that are involved in community service, public rallies, demonstrations, private meetings sponsored by support groups, posters, leaflets, websites, and underground press publications is a sign of terrorism. It says, how do terrorists gain support? And then it basically lists scuba training, cell phones, just everything. We're just all terrorists. It says walking, biking, or driving. No, I'm not kidding. I'm reading. I'm giving you the phone numbers here. See, folks think I'm exaggerating. I can't remember all I've learned, all I've seen, all we've documented. I mean, I've been mailed hundreds of these by police and military over the years. And this one, they had a public symposium, and locals went to it and videotaped the whole thing. So somewhere around here, we have the whole videotape of them teaching this to a huge crowd of people. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.